Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I did say that right.
Yeah, Allie.
Your name?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, hello and welcome and thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Yeah, I realize that I exist in so much of a world that revolves around Central Time. Whenever I looked at your stuff, I'm like, no, wait, I had for two. What do you mean one? I'm like, oh, look, it's not Central Time Zone, so I appreciate your email. Otherwise, I would have been, like, way wicked late, so.
Well, good. Well, thank you for your flexibility, because I could not do 3 o'clock my time, so. I have to be in the school pickup line at 3 o'clock, so.
Yes, I understand that life.
Well, let's get to it. I'll just go over a couple little housekeeping things, and to give you some idea of how it works, and then we can get started. Although before I do that, I want to just say that for me and also on behalf of the whole NRCDV team, we really, really, really are very thankful that. And humbled that you took the time to submit a story to this project, as well as are now taking the time out of your life and busy schedule. I'm sure everybody's busy to take the time to record this, and that you are sharing your story and being, because we know it's not easy. We know it could be a very difficult thing, and it takes a lot of bravery. And we are very honored. Very thankful that you want to be part of it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so very excited to be part of it. Alex reached out and asked me to submit a story. And it was kind of that first time that I was like, I had seen it on y'all's website, and I was like, me? Submit a story? Like, I don't know that I have anything of that much, value. And then I wrote it, and when you guys emailed me to say that it was selected, like, I literally kind of yelped in my office. I was like, oh my God, they picked mine. So I feel very honored to be picked and excited to be a part of this.
Cool. Well, it's pretty simple the way it works. When we get started, you're just going to read your story. We'll ask that you say your full name and the title. If you want the title to be part of the recording, then you might want to pause. Are you feeling a little nervous?
Not really.
Good. Well, that's good. When you are going through your story, if for whatever reason you stumble on a word or, there's something that you're not happy about, it's okay. Remember that this is a recording, that we're recording this. You're not doing this live. So we have the wonderful power and magic of editing, okay? And
yeah.
We have a very, very, very talented editor as well. She's excellent at it and making pieces that have had many, many kind of slip-ups on them sound perfect. You would have never known. So
great.
If that does happen, what I ask is that you take a pause, go back to either the beginning of the sentence or the beginning of the paragraph, and just start over. That's all. But we do need a pause so that we have space to clip. So say your name, pause, and then go into your story. And then at the end of your story, when you're finished, also pause for just a few seconds. So that we have like sort of end time as well. We've written a script that will sort of sandwich your story. So our host is, her name's Yvonne, and she will intro the story and outro the story with a script, and then there'll be music added and sound effects and all kinds of stuff. And it'll all be
nice.
One. You may have possibly listened to some of our other podcasts that we do that are similar to this. And that's it. We will, when we're all done with the recording and editing and all that, we get the whole thing down, we will send you a link so you can listen to it and just hear it ahead of time. And the only thing we'll ask then is that you don't share it until the release date, which your release date is the 18th, is October 18th.
Yes.
So you're the third episode we're doing. I mean, you're actually, there's two stories. We're going to have you and another person in the same episode telling stories as well.
Oh, wonderful.
The other thing I wanted to ask was that I know we got your photo and your quotes and your release form, so thank you for submitting those. We will promote these things on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Would you, if you are involved in any one of those or all of them, if you want, we can tag you on all of the promotion
do
for your story. I would just need you to share your handles, and you can just email those to me. That'd be fine.
Okay.
And some people don't want them, don't want to have that be part of their thing, and other people are excited. So whichever you want, if you could just, just send me your handles for each one of those, and then we'll make sure that we tag you on all of them. So, and that's, I think, the end of the housekeeping. And
awesome.
Then,
I don't even know
do you have any questions?
Are, but I will find that.
Okay.
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then I will mute my phone so that I don't accidentally provide any crazy background noise while you're doing this. I don't know where you are, but, if you want to make sure, if you're sitting in front of a computer, turn the speaker off so you don't get dings with emails coming in. If you are, I don't know if you're using a landline, if you are and you have your cell phone there, turn the sound off. So we don't hear things like that. There's all the little things that we forget.
That they're there.
Yeah, well,
okay,
we
so really, if I have a boo-boo, just stop, pause, and redo that sentence.
Yep, and I will make notes of where that's at so that Justine knows when she gets to that part that she has to listen for the edit. That's all.
Okay, and then on the in the story, so I wrote it where it says, like, hashtag one thing. Are you guys using, like, do you want me to say that, like, hashtag one thing, or do you want me to just say, like, so my one thing?
You could say, I think in this sense, when you're, it's supposed to be like you're just telling a story. I think it's up to you what you feel most comfortable in, but if you're asking my opinion, I think don't use the hashtag. I think it's just one thing.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And okay. Well, with that, I will mute and I will let you do your thing, and I'll be back when you're done.
Awesome. Let's see how well I do. Allie Kramer Jacobs, Manager of Counseling and Advocacy at the Houston Area Women's Center. I've been in this field of trauma work for almost 15 years. The stories I've heard about abuse and violence have, on one hand, shattered my perception of the world, while, on the other, given me a sense of hope and the ability to see strength and resiliency take place firsthand. I carry those stories, those memories, that abuse with me on a daily basis as motivation to create change. I love watching change occur in a woman's life when she feels empowered, when she is heard, when she is valued. As a woman myself, so much of my life has been dedicated to giving voice to those who society has said are not of worth, are not believable, are not capable. When I found out I was pregnant 5 years ago, I was certain I was going to have the chance to create an empowered feminist. Little did I know, he would be a male and not the female baby I expected. When I found out I was having a son, I remember the anxiety creeping in. I remember the shame and the fear of not knowing what to do with a boy. Sitting in the ultrasound room, I remember asking myself, how do I raise a son? As the tears dried up and my visions of pink and Disney princesses faded, I found myself revisiting those stories, those memories, that abuse. And suddenly, that fear became a flame. Not the type of fire that eats you alive, but the one that lights your way, gives you hope, and gives you voice. I hadn't lost my chance at creating an empowered feminist. I gained the opportunity to challenge the standards of society that I had spent all this time fighting already. I was gifted with an opportunity to raise a good human, a respectful, honest, non-abusive, understanding consent man. So my one thing that I want my child to know is, forget about being a good man. Concentrate on being a good human. While I want you to respect women, I want you to respect yourself just as much. There is far too much pressure on young boys and men to man up. The old school thought process that quantifies being a good man to the strong, silent type. One who never cries, holds open doors for women, whose manliness is measured by how many women he can get in a sack. These are the sort of manly goals that I dearly hope to squash. I wish for you to be able to focus on who you are and what your values are as an individual, as a human being with gender left out of it. I want you to understand what bodily integrity is and to have no qualms with knowing that by the mere fact you are male, you are privileged. I really hope you have a solid awareness about sexual violence and manage to steer clear of the peer pressure, frat house type culture that minimizes these issues. I really hope you have a solid awareness about sexual violence and manage to steer clear of the peer pressure, frat house type of culture that minimizes these issues and pats perpetrators on the back while blaming the women. To me, this will lead you well on your way to being a good human, a good man.
Excellent. You did really great.
I almost made it through.
Almost made it.
Damn it. I was so close. So close.
That's right. Believe me. Believe me. That was nothing. Some people are, you know, they're very nervous and they, you know, or this isn't what you do. You know, this isn't like the thing that you do. So it's an uncomfortable
right.
for some people. Yeah. No, you did excellent. It's a great story.
Thank you.
You know, it's a powerful message and that was awesome. And it didn't take long at all. So look at that.
No, not bad.
I don't know if you know about, there's an organization called A Call to Men. You might want to check their information. Yeah, it's a pretty neat information. I had the pleasure of going to their conference last spring in Minneapolis, and it was the first time I had ever attended one of their events, and it was pretty powerful. Plus, their information is just on.
It's amazing.
And,
so
I have two daughters, and so, you know, I feel like it's my job, of course, to do all the things that parents are supposed to do, but I also feel that it's my job to educate them on what a real man is supposed to be, right? And I hope I do that by some modeling, but I at least can do that by some other ways. But I have nephews too, and one in particular that I'm close to, and I think. Like you, for a long time, I felt like part of my job, he's being raised by single moms, so I kind of felt like part of my job was to help sort of fill the gap there for him,
with
a male role model in his life, let him know that, no, this is how men treat women. This is what men do. And this is what being a real man is, not all of those things that your friends will tell you. So your story definitely resonates with me and I appreciate that.
Wonderful.
So.
Yeah, it was so very interesting to kind of sit and write for me because it was I read through all the sentence stems, and I can be, I think, as seen, a well-rounded writer, but I have to have something that, like, I really can put myself into. And reading all the other, you know, kind of sentence stems that you guys had was like, okay, what I could say, you know, what I want advocates to know and what I want survivors to know, but I was like, this needs to come, like, really from a personal, like, I need to tap into myself, like, and put myself in a vulnerable spot. So
yeah.
Kind of prepping for this was, like, the recording of it was very interesting, because when I wrote it, I wrote this one night after tucking my son into bed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to do the, you know, one thing for my, like, I'm going to do the child one. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to do this. And, you know, my husband was in bed also kind of watching TV. And he was like, "What, you're working right now?" And I was like, yeah, like, I need to do this. And I started writing, and it literally was just kind of like, boom. I mean, it took me 5 minutes. And I was like, okay, that's
yeah.
great. And then I sat on it. And then the next morning I was like, oh, man. Like, I hadn't kind of revisited that moment of, like, of how do I raise a son? Like, I hadn't revisited those feelings in a while. So I sent it off, you know, and whatnot. And then I had almost this, like, sharing hangover of, like, oh my God, like, I remember that now. And, you know, it brought kind of all those feelings up. So, that was kind of the part where I was like, I printed this out, and I write notes to my son in a journal. He's 5, right? So he doesn't really quite get this right now. We're teaching consent and how you ask for hugs and treat people with respect and equality and things like that. But so the words that are in here, he's not going to get, but I hope at some point later in life I can be like, hey, let's have a real mom to son talk and talk about some of the stuff that's in here. So I think this is just such a beautiful way to kind of, you know, like, he's going to have this to look back on, where
yep.
because
someday
of some of those emotions,
yeah.
yeah, some of those emotions are not something that, like, I, you know, they're in my personal journal and some of those fears and things. I think that's, you know, it's not, I don't need to be sharing those things with him as, you know, a teenager about how I didn't want a little boy, I wanted a little girl, you know. But I think having this kind of, you know, memorialized for him is going to be really great for him growing up and having that message. So I feel very, very honored to have the opportunity, one, to be part of this, but also without it, you guys wouldn't have given me maybe a moment to share kind of that special connection with my son. And I think that, you know, it's a win-win.
Cool.
You guys got a good story
yeah.
and I got a win out of it too. So,
well, good. Well, that's the hopes that makes the world go around, right? So,
right.
Well, I really, again, appreciate it. You did a wonderful job. We'll get this put together, and then we'll send you off the link so you can take a look, or you can listen to it, and then we'll make sure that we, if you just, again, send me all of your social media handles, and
yeah,
we'll tag you on
you.
Everything
not...
and share.
Yeah, I'm not on Twitter. I don't do Twitter, but I do have Instagram and Facebook. So I just
cool.
copy and pasted my Facebook, and we'll add Instagram and shoot you over that right now.
Okay, cool. Well, have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to go pick up some kids at school. And
enjoy
you
it.
Have a... All right, take care.
Thank you so much, Joe. Bye-bye.
Bye.